The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media. Give us feedback on this podcast or ask tech questions by calling the voicemail hotline at 877-414-5856. That's 877-414-5856 to get your questions answered.
So, Pete Grondahl, what the hell are you doing here?
Hot diggity dog.
And why the hell am I watching this?
Well, as it goes, you have dialed the you are at the final round of Dial-A-Pete, and the two-part winning question is, who is Pete Grondahl?
Okay, yes.
And why am I watching this?
Yes, there we go.
I'm here to document behind the scenes of the Chris Perillo Show.
Oh, and how has it been so far?
It is very similar to my life before I was married and had children and would sit around and eat pizza and play with my friends on video games.
Oh, really? Except for this is a do you have an Xbox 360?
No, I just got back from the launch, though. I was out there with Major Nelson, and I tell you, 600 high-definition flat-screen monitors. I walked
Dear
out of
God.
That military installation with a tan.
Oh, my God,
it was
I
really
bet.
Something.
I wow.
Mean, you had guys lined up for miles waiting to buy their girlfriends. I mean, it was crazy.
Wow. So now, do you want to get one?
It is amazing. And in fact, I really like it for the media extender stuff that's built into it. I think it's really hot.
See, I've tried it with the media extender, but the problem is that I've got an A router and then I've got a G router, and I don't have them going through the same setup. So I've got to get them all into the same network. And I wasn't able to because I was trying to get the media centered on the same router as the A switch connecting to. It was just crazy.
Well, you know, as a parent, old parent now, I'm really starting to. I'm starting to get the pressure to get an Xbox 360. I've tried to drive my
really?
Children from it, but you know, I have.
So they want it too. How old are they?
5 and 7.
Okay.
And believe it or not, you wouldn't think that the Xbox was for a 5-year-old, but it seems like all of my kindergarten. My kids' kindergarten friends are packing an Xbox 360 now before I do.
Wow. Well, you got to admit, though, this is just...
It is fantastic.
And, of course, I guess you are kind of biased, but, I mean...
Well, you know, it's funny, is I've had an Xbox dev kit in my office for about 2 years, and I'm not really a gamer. I create video.
No, neither am I.
Lots of video for the game team, and I help them work on the original spec. The WMV spec, and also they were doing some Bink encoding originally for for the Xbox.
Smacker?
Yeah, and it, you know, it's good stuff. This stuff is fantastic in comparison. I mean, the stuff they're getting away with in quality, and just to see the enthusiasm of all of the folks that showed up at that military installation for the launch, it was really some high energy. I mean,
I bet.
Really something.
And now, were the people that showed up largely gamers or non-gamers?
No, you know, they were all there to buy it. They really were.
Yeah.
They were
waiting. They believed in it.
They waited in line, I think, you know, 12 hours in some cases. They were out there a long time, and they had, you know, it was a bunch of guys that had, you know, pretty much driven across the country living on Snickers bars just trying to get there.
You know, I was lucky enough to not have to go through the pain and the experience of, you know, 3 in the morning or, you know, 48 hours in front of a store. I was very lucky.
They were, these guys were up all night. I mean, it was really incredible.
So were they actually selling Xboxes there? Or
The last day, the truck showed up and literally... so full that when they opened the back door of the trucks, the Xbox 360s were falling out of the back of the truck. It was really something.
I bet. Now, are you? If you play a video game, what kind of video game do you play?
You know, I don't. I like driving games, which
seems, I do too.
But I like the games that are immersive and take you into it. You know.
So, have you seen Ridge Racer yet?
No. You know, it's funny. I haven't.
That's the one I like. That's because I like racing games, and I don't play a lot of games. But Ridge Racer, I like. Burnout's another fun one, and the reason why I like Burnout is because you can crash into stuff and you get points.
Cool.
Yeah. No. It's
does it
great.
Stop you when you crash into?
Oh yeah. It's like it does the Matrix like slow down, and then it speeds up again. Oh, it's crazy.
I love it.
It's crazy. So.
So how many games are you showing off here tonight? What
as
are the
many
major
as we
in?
Can. We've got about every single Xbox game you could possibly have between Major and myself. I just got King Kong. That was just Quake 4, and I can see why people didn't really like it that much. Didn't really play that smoothly.
A little
oddly
jerky.
Enough, it was a little herky-jerky.
Yeah.
which is kind of disappointing after playing other first-person shooters on here.
So, you know, is there an advantage still to having a 16:9 monitor versus a 4:3? I mean, can you see stuff on the side that you don't see on the 4:3 monitors?
Like in terms of the video game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are seeing that as a decided advantage.
No, you need to have, especially for the Xbox 360, you need to have high def. But even if you don't have the Xbox 360, you'll start watching things. I mean, I'm watching programs now that I never would have watched before just because they're broadcasting in high def. So I watched Sleeper Cell recently. I think they've only released like 6 episodes of it so far, but I've watched the whole thing, and I can't wait for the next season to start because it's a good show. But I would not have watched it had they not released it in high def, and largely because I was able to transcode it and then put a lot of those binaries on my PSP, and then I was able to watch the videos in high def. And of course, I could easily record it on here and watch it in high def on the big screen as well. It's just I haven't gone that route.
So what are people raging about? I mean, what games?
You know, it seems to, you know, oh my God, look at Major's brought like a handful. Look at those 12-month subscriptions. Holy cow.
And the calls are rolling
a lot of. Yeah, I know they are. They are growing.
He's back there, Pat.
Well, I'm waiting for Major, but Major's like eating right now, so I'm like, he's taking a break. No, but it seems like everybody's got a different game that they enjoy. I've not really gotten into one game over another necessarily, just it kind of depends on the mood I'm in. I'll probably get into Ridge Racer a little more because, you know, I haven't played a, you know, racing game in a while, although I am looking forward to the new version of Burnout when that's released, but that's not coming out until, I think, the beginning of next year, like Q1 next year. But Ridge Racer is, like, one of those games that I like, but it's not as, I think, as realistic as PGR. PGR gets all the press because it's very realistic, but to me, it's too realistic. I want a game that I can just, I'll just show you. I'll play, let's see here, let's go to level 11 here. The thing is, the one where I'm not doing very well on, but I'll just kind of go through this, and I'll show you. I'll let you put down your camera that you've got with your fisheye lens, and then you can play it. And you'll see what I mean. I can hand this control to Ponzi, and she could play this game and not, like, you know, die.
Right.
You know, it's not. You can't really say die in a racing game. You can't really say crash if you're not really able to do anything.
Yeah,
other
you
than
want to run
move.
Over stuff and not be slowed
right,
down
right.
by some fire hydrant, right?
Right. Right. So. It's an arcade type of racing game, and to me, I don't know if it's the best game for the Xbox 360, but you can see it, you know, it runs smooth, runs clean. I think it's absolutely incredible. In fact, when I'm showing this game off, I like sitting on the edge of the table, because even with a high def screen, you can sit, you know, maybe a foot away, and it's like you're in the car. I mean, more so than PGR, in the Project Gotham Racing, that is, PGR. So someone's just fired off some nitrous. Now that's the thing that sucks about this game is you can't tell the guy to shut up. The announcer, he gets really annoying, and I'm sure that's exactly what I'm like for most people listening to the show. But, you know, hey,
I won't stop talking.
I can't stop talking. I've got like a 3-hour talkathon every Thursday night. But look at that. Look at the. Oh, I just think it's just an amazing game. If I were to recommend a racer, this would be it. I mean, Ridge Racer. Burnout's pretty cool in the sense that you can do more than just race, and I think that's very unique. But it's like I said, it's not out yet. Of the titles that are out there, I think there are just as many good titles in Xbox Live Marketplace as there are in the store. In fact, I would say spend more money on the Xbox Live Marketplace games than on one of the CDs. Because you could buy a game and like, oh yeah, you can play through it. You spend $50 on it and then be done with it, you know, in another month, and you get bored and it's like it's not worth anymore, and you want to sell it. And by the time you've spent that money, you could have bought maybe, or you know, you could play demos for free, but you could have bought maybe about 5 to 10 different video games on Xbox Live Marketplace. And a lot of them that are there now are decent games. I mean, I haven't bought every single one of them, but there's a good range. I've downloaded a few of them that I haven't been impressed with, but for the most part, I think it's the promise of the Xbox Live Marketplace that impresses me more than anything else. It's knowing that there's going to be another cool demo that everyone's going to love. There's going to be maybe not another version of Geometry Wars, but a game like it where everybody's talking about it. And if you were to say a killer game, that's the one everybody talks about. Whether they have an Xbox 360 or not, people see Geometry Wars, and as simple and as silly as it is, people just get it's like crack. In fact, I'm going to let Brandon play with my gamer tag a little later because he gets really high points, and he already unlocked an achievement for me tonight. Shh, you don't know that.
So now, this has not been out that long. Are people already getting so good at this that it's hard to...
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, the competitive
people,
field
no.
is already...
No, that's why I don't like playing... I really don't play a lot online, largely because... Yeah. And I haven't really experienced it with Xbox, you know, live, but I don't generally play online because when it happens, I usually die. And I usually just forget about it. It's not worth getting online because there's always that one person that ruins the experience that I'm not able to really do well. Now, with the card games, I'm going to start playing Hearts online, and I think I'll do pretty well with that because I can take my time. It's more of a strategy, or it's a little more of a strategy than anything else. That's Ridge Racer. You gotta try it. You gotta try it now.
So, well, wait a second. So, tell me, what's changed about the controls for 360? Anything?
Well, yeah. I mean, not only can you control the Xbox experience completely from this control, you can turn it on, you can turn it off the Xbox 360 unit from the control. It's you know, completely wireless, rechargeable with the rechargeable pack. They moved the white and black buttons to the top here, as you can see. This has gotten in my way once a few times in PGR, actually, and I need to remap this trigger. The left button right above the left trigger is really annoying because it'll change views on me, and when I'm trying to skid, it doesn't work very well. But it's more of a compact factor rather than the original. If you remember, the original Xbox controller was a lot larger. This is so much smaller. Are a lot more comfortable in the hand.
Now, I heard that they're supposed to work with PCs, too.
These? Eventually, maybe. I don't know if they will immediately, but they probably will. I mean, that's what's been speculated. I mean, since they connect by USB, they should be able to work with the PC, and I hope so, because that means that, you know, I can get used to this control and be able to take it to the PC and have virtually the same experience with it. But then, that being said, I think I would be more inclined to play a game on the Xbox 360 than I would on a PC.
Oh, absolutely.
But, well, I mean, not just the quality. It's just, this is more, I'm here to game. And the PC, I'm not there to game, usually. I'm there to work. And for me, being into PC, I want to check my email. I want to work. I don't necessarily want to play a game. And there have been very few games that have sucked me into the PC. There have been a few, but not that many.
So what's the deal with points? Everybody's talking about points now.
Well, yeah, you get different points depending on the games that you play and the achievements that you get. So, like, if you look at my gamer score here, I've got a gamer score of 545. And if I look at my games, it says all the achievements. So I was just playing Ridge Racer, but I haven't been playing it enough to get any achievements for it. I popped in Quake 4. Of course, I got no achievements for that. Geometry Wars. Okay, so in Geometry Wars, once you hit like 100,000 points and you survive it without dying, you get an achievement. Once you score 100,000 points, you get an achievement. Pacifism, which is you get a certain, after you achieve these certain levels, you get these awards. And each of these awards is, you know, to which is ascribed a certain amount of points. And then these points stack up and they add up, and then now I've got, you know, a gamer score of 545. And I'm still learning how to, you know, increase that and, you know, make it better.
So, what's a high score? I mean, is there people out there that have already racked up?
No, yeah.
I mean, it's gone crazy already.
No, forget about it. I'm never going to be like number one at anything, and I've already resolved myself to that fact. I'm not surprised.
But you know, you keep having people come over that are really qualified.
Oh,
you push you through the roof.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I'll just hand it to everybody else. Like, no, it's okay. You can play with my guy. It's okay. You can play with my name. I don't care. So yeah, now the only thing I've noticed a few things. Like, when I view the games, I mean, I'm probably not going to go out and buy Quake 4, but the problem is that I can't erase this from my games list. Now, once I've played it, you've played it forever. And that's, I don't know, to me that's kind of lame, because like I downloaded Wick Fable of Souls and I played it once and I said, "You know what? I don't like it." And it's going to be in my game list forever. In fact, I was going to ask Larry about that. Hey, Larry, got a question for you. Here, we can hand over the headset. Question.
Yes.
So
yes.
I downloaded Wick Fable of Souls.
Good job.
I didn't like it.
Played the demo.
I played the demo. Mm-hmm. I deleted it. Mm-hmm. But how can I get rid of it in my list of games, or can I ever
you
do that?
You can't. That's not really a scenario that we enabled right now. Why would you? How would?
Why would I care? I mean, if I don't like, look, I downloaded Bankshot Billiards. I played it once. Mm-hmm. As many demos as I'm. Here's the scenario. I'm going to download every demo that you guys release, mm-hmm. but I'm not necessarily going to buy anything. So 100 demos down the line, mm-hmm. I'm going to have a list of games. It's like, God, I don't care about, you know. At some point, I'm going to need to remove those games because.
Why?
Attrition.
Sure, but what about? So, you know, that's something we're looking at. We're trying to figure out the best way to do it. But the challenge you run into is, so suppose you downloaded the game and you rented the game. So
yeah.
You went and rented Call of Duty or King Kong and you got all the achievements. Well, then all of a sudden your gamer score wouldn't add up if you remove that. Do we remove that gamer score? Do we take that gamer score away from you?
Yeah, but if it was a demo, I don't know, dude.
That's exactly the problem we had when we were developing. I'm like,
okay, then maybe put it on hide. Maybe hide it.
Okay, that's something we'll
Or put. Allow us to toggle it. Pay to get rid of it? Yeah, there you go.
Pay to get rid of it.
I wouldn't be surprised if you guys ran that through the ringer. That's fine. You want to see who we got on the line?
Do you want to take some calls?
Yeah, it's fine.
By the way, those brats are great.
Oh, yeah. Ponzi does a fantastic job every single time.
She can come over to my house and cater.
Okay, folks. Major is back.
In the house.
And we've got the next caller. Hello.
Hey, who's this? Hello.
Hello. Maybe not.
Hello.
Hey, there you are.
Hey, who's this?
Hey. Okay, this is Michael and Frozen Mountains in North Carolina.
Hey, Michael, welcome from North Carolina.
All right. Hey, well, I was wanting to know. I don't have a 360 yet, but as soon as I get rich and buy one. With my PSP, what exactly? I heard there was some kind of compatibility or something.
Yeah,
with
so
it. What exactly can you
What we do is we see the PSP, the iPod, and many other devices as basically an external read-only storage device. So if you have photos or music, non-protected music on there, you'll be able to plug this in the front and either play the photos. We have a photo slideshow app that can play them. It'll be under the media blade. Or if you're playing a game, you could actually pull up the music and stream it from the PSP directly into your gaming experience.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so basically anything. Now, you won't be able to copy it over to the hard drive or anything, but you'll be able to stream it off of that device and still listen to it and enjoy it on your Xbox 360.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool.
We think so.
Yeah.
So, any other questions?
No. Enjoy Ponzi's brats there.
Yeah, they're great. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you.
Bye bye. All right. So I've been left to my own devices here, and I'm going to see if I can figure out how to take the call from. Looks like Daniel. So I'm trying to figure this out. I think I disconnected everybody.
It's okay. So no, you didn't. Here we go.
All right.
Let's see here. Let's take Bassam. Bassam.
Hello, hey.
Howdy.
Hey, Bassam. Hi, thanks for holding, man. What's up?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to commend you guys and Microsoft in general on such a great machine it is, the 360.
Thanks. You've got one and you're having fun?
Oh, my God. This is so much fun.
Thanks, man.
It's hard to stop playing.
Thanks.
And I also wanted to commend you guys for the release party for the Zero Hour. I was there and it was just awesome.
So Zero Hour...
I haven't played it yet. I'm going to have to put it in here.
So, Chris, are you familiar with Zero Hour? I'll tell you about it. So
no.
We did a launch event. It was really a gamers-only launch event out in the middle of the desert in Palmdale, California.
Oh, you referenced that, yeah.
Yeah, and so we went out there and as you saw... when we were out there, Bassam, it was just a lot of fun. It was for gamers. It wasn't like some hypey media thing. It was just for you guys.
And you guys had it just planned so perfectly where you gave us all those memory cards so we could take our saved games from console to console without any problems. And when I got home with my 360, I could just plug it right in and keep going where I left off.
And you got the cool achievements that said you were at Zero Hour, right?
Oh, yeah. I got
no
it.
No way.
Yeah.
We handed out. My gamertag image is that Zero Hour.
Yeah, and we gave away special gamertag
no
gamer pictures and achievements that for people that showed up there.
So how do I make okay, so this is my I have a question for you. Not to interrupt Bassam, but
go right ahead.
Why can't I toggle a setting in my account that says it's okay to look at any gamertag? So that if someone wanted to put a nipple on their gamer tag, it wouldn't bother me. So that way can have icons that are beyond the ones that you guys offer.
Because it's really not a space we want to get into right now. I mean, at the end of the day, we're Microsoft, and someone's going to take the screenshot of a nipple or a pair of testicles on a gamer picture, and that's not really the space we want to be. We are a family console.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, as an Xbox Live member, why couldn't I toggle something that said it's okay for me to look? I don't care who. Does what
right.
with their game?
Well, I can tell you this: we are looking at ways for.
Hang on.
Did I go off the air?
No, you didn't go off the air. There you go.
Okay, so we are looking at ways of having some.
Oh crap!
Every time I come here, every time I'm on the show, we have these problems.
No, Jake.
So to answer your question, we're working on we're figuring out a way to have users share their own images.
He's having issues with his
So, Bassam, what's your other question? I'm sorry. Thanks for holding through.
Oh, sure, no problem. I think we were supposed to get, special faceplates at Zero Hour.
Yeah.
Or that it'd be sent to us or something like that.
Yeah, I know there's faceplates coming out, too. I don't know what's going on with those. The marketing team is going to be in touch with you guys. But, yeah, don't worry. You will get one. You are on the list. You'll get one. Those are the faceplates. So you have the standard chill faceplate on here, Chris, I noticed.
Yeah, of course.
What are you doing? Why are you wagging your beer in front of the camera? He's like, whoa, look at this. I'm drinking.
Because it's beer.
Anyway, I noticed you have the standard chill faceplate there.
Yeah, should I have something else?
Well, yeah, you know, we have a bunch of different ones. But
I don't know. What is it, $20 to get a new faceplate?
I think $19.99.
Yeah, it's to me. Mm-hmm. I'll spend $10 on a game demo. I don't care. I'm not playing for the thing.
That's cool.
I mean, I'm just not.
That's some people like that.
It doesn't bother me. So. At this point, it just doesn't bother me.
Anyway,
what?
Bassam, so to answer your question, folks will be in touch with you on those. I know they're not done yet, so you haven't missed the boat. Don't worry about it.
Awesome.
Great.
That's great. And one more thing. I've been listening to your blogcast
for
quite a few months now, since before the 360 came out.
Have they been getting better? I hope so. I put a lot of time into them.
Those interviews are great. That interview with the Cameo tester was pretty spectacular.
I told Chris he's got to go listen to that. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just that guy. I'm serious. When I was interviewing that guy, I'm like, I got to go play this game again.
And you did.
Yeah, and I did.
And I'm planning on it right after I finish the game.
Good. You should definitely. It's a great game, isn't it?
It is. Cameo is just an awesome game.
So thanks, man.
That's awesome. Also, I think you were mentioning that you were wondering whether or not to keep going on the blog, since I think a lot of other Microsoft employees were going to be blogging themselves.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, you know, please, by all means, keep going. Yours is like the one that I read every single day.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so what we were talking about is that it turns out a lot of PR and marketing people want to start getting into blogging. And I was like, what do I do? I was really bummed out by it. And, you know, then I said, and everybody came, basically I mentioned that in one of my podcasts, and everybody wrote back and said, do it, because then we're not going to listen to PR and marketing people.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, if you guys want it, I'm going to do it.
Oh yeah, exactly. No, so. we don't want PR and marketing.
Yeah. So thanks for the feedback, Bassam.
No problem.
Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. So this event that you held out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, 0 hour.
How many people were there?
We had 3,000 people. Actually,
dear God.
Actually, this guy was here.
Oh, Pete.
Yes,
yeah,
Mr.
Surprised.
Grondel was there.
I am not surprised.
He scammed a way to go.
I am so not surprised. Pete seems to be everywhere, especially with his camera.
Yeah.
So, Daniel, you're on the air.
Hi, Major.
Hey, Daniel. How are you, man?
Good. I spoke to you last time.
Good.
I'm in Connecticut again.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering if you guys are ever going to have, like, be able to, like, look at, like, a leaderboard of everybody's gamer score, like, everybody.
So, everybody. So, you want to see the top gamer score. Yeah. We actually have a way to do that internally, and we're trying to come up with a way to put it on Xbox.com that you can look at the top gamer scores. There's one guy out there now that has over 11,000.
Yes, I'm actually just looking at the My Gamer Card website, and he has 11,015.
Isn't that outrageous?
He plays a different game and finishes it every day.
Yeah, I mean, this guy clearly has a little bit too much time.
On his, see, that's what I look at some of my friends' gamer scores and go, dude. Do you not get any work done?
Dude, I just showed you how to open a 1,000 gamer score within an
hour. No, you didn't. You just said play Madden. I'm not going to go out and get Madden to get the
it took me an hour to finish 30 years of franchise.
It took you an hour, right, Daniel?
Yeah, I got 1,000 in an hour.
All right, so that's kind of cool. So anyway, kinda, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, I was just wondering, why do, like, when you download the demo for the Xbox Arcade, it shows up that you played the game. But when you download, like, the FIFA demo, or like the NBA 06 demo, why doesn't it show up that you played that demo? Or that you played that game?
Probably because it's an offline demo and you're not going online with it. It's kind of a package that we don't recognize that way. It's basically the game isn't live enabled, you're playing it in a total offline world.
Oh, okay.
So, but thanks, man. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Daniel. Really appreciate it. Apparently Jake says we have to take line 2. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, first off, my question is, what are the chances of setting up RSS feeds for your friend's achievements?
So, first of all, hello. Second of all, setting up friends' RSS feeds for their achievements. You know, we thought about doing that for launch, and we're looking at doing that for maybe in a few months. But we definitely thought about it. It's just one of those things where... What's the benefit of you having an RSS feed? Because then you just end up clicking through and going to see what they did anyway. You know, that's kind of why we weren't able to do that at launch. But, yeah, we definitely want to have RSS feeds for a bunch of different data. There's a bunch of other data that we're trying to figure out to pull out of our database to share via RSS.
Hi. Sorry, brain fart. My other question is, okay, there was a press release a couple months ago about the arcade and there was a list of, like, 30 or so companies that signed on.
Yep.
Like all these publishers from Sega to EA to Konami. When can we expect to see stuff from them?
So there's stuff up all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things I don't know because I don't have the list in front of me, but mm-hmm. the guys are working on them all the time. So, uh-huh. I mean, as you saw, I think we had one release this week, and Chris, you even mentioned this earlier. There's stuff up on the marketplace every single day.
Yeah, it seems yeah, like
I
it,
read
yeah.
your blog. So I'm a Hedgehog Lover 1.
Oh, thanks, dude. So yeah, hey man. So it's I don't know the exact dates. And as you know, since you read my blog all the time, you follow me, I don't like to give dates until I'm 100% sure.
Right.
So you've got things coming out pretty regularly.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, Xbox Live Arcade is really, it's been a wonderful, wonderful surprise that we're thrilled that people are happy with it.
Yeah, I'm still waiting my 360 personally.
Pardon me, you're still waiting for it?
I'm still waiting for it.
You'll get it soon. I hopefully you'll have it for the holidays if you ordered it or however you're going to get it. But we're getting as many out there as we can. Trust me.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. So now, how many hours a day do you usually play? I mean, beyond work hours, how much do you usually play?
It depends. Probably about 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I play a little bit during the day. Sometimes we'll just look at each other and go, "Screw this. We need to play some games."
Ooh. So I've got Perfect Dark Zero in the.
You
got to
shoot those red
now.
Things in the upper left hand and right corner. Shoot.
This is actually, I'm pretty impressed with the quality of this game.
Why would you not be? This is a great game.
I'm very surprised, more so than Halo. I mean, this is almost like...
Well, Halo is the Xbox One. I mean, this is an Xbox 360 title.
Right, but playing even Halo 2 in the Xbox 360 has been a better experience because
sure.
of the higher textures.
Sure.
So now, okay, so it says press left bumper to dodge.
Yep.
Oh, so I just that was it?
That was it. You're in a training level. For those of you at home, Chris is playing the training level of Perfect Dark Zero.
Okay, so how do I know I'm in crouch mode? I don't.
You're down. Up, down. You can actually change this to be a toggle.
Well, I did change the toggle from, like, the... Usually what I
do. So that's an interesting thing. I don't know if you picked up on this, but that is actually... Can you stop the game for a minute?
Sure.
Just go ahead and press the Xbox 360 button.
I noticed that you can do settings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those games will respect that setting.
Yeah. Well, it should. So I've got... Is it game defaults?
Yep. General.
Action? Or...
Oh, there
no, yeah. Inverted. So it's just normal?
Yep.
That's what I that's what I thought I had had, but
so anyway, that's another thing that we're really proud with is these.
I noticed that.
I mean, how long does it take for game developers to figure that? I mean, for us to figure that one out, that one was just that was obvious.
It annoys me sometimes that I'll be in a game, then I can't. I'm not able to control it in the same way that I want to control it.
Yeah.
Like it would be more intuitive to move this way than this way or that way way. So I guess it's very helpful that I that you make that available for folks. All right, so let's shoot over to Jared. Jared, you're on the air.
Hey, Jared.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Good.
What's going on?
I was wondering, how can you add me to your friends list?
Oh.
I can't even get myself added to his friends list.
I have emailed you many times.
Have you? What's your gamer tag?
Name's Guy Swat.
So send me a message, because you don't have to be on my friends list to send me a message, and when I get home tonight or tomorrow when I log into the office, I will go ahead and do that. I will add you to my friends list.
Sound good?
I think we lost him.
Yeah.
All right.
It sounds good. All right. Well, that's all you need to do. That was pretty simple.
Okay.
Easy enough. All right, Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
What's going on, man? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
Cool. What's going on tonight?
Oh, not much. I heard about the Chris Perillo show on your blog.
Yep.
And so I decided to call in and say... Give a shout out.
Thanks, man. I appreciate calling in. Chris is so nice to have me on his show. I love having him. I love being a guest over here, and I'm thrilled that you called in. Do you have an Xbox 360?
Not yet. I was on vacation in Florida for the launch, and at a small resort town.
Yep.
And they have a Best Buy. I got there at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was number 47, and they had 40 in the store.
Oh, so close.
I know. So hopefully I'll pick it up this weekend.
Good.
Know,
well,
but,
hopefully you will.
Yeah, my brother, he got it, and he called me first thing, nanny.
And what does your brother like it?
He loves it.
Yeah.
He absolutely loves it.
Yeah, we're real proud of our baby. I mean, it's an amazing box, and I think you're going to see that when you
actually have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been reading up on it and everything. As a matter of fact, I've been so stoked about the 360 that I got a friend that's a hardcore PS2 person.
Yeah.
And he is really close to switching over to 360.
Well, we'd love to have him. I mean, I think once you get the box and you start playing with it and you realize how the connectivity to Live works and everything. I mean, people like slap their head and go, "Why didn't I get this before?" It was just kind of like when you get an Xbox 360, it's like the very first time you get a TiVo, you don't think you need it. And then when you have a TiVo and you have one, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
why did I
wait so long?
What was I thinking? So,
exactly.
So I think your friend is going to have a situation like that, but that's good to hear.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do have a question for you, sir.
Sure.
I'm still on the Xbox.
Yep.
And my brother still is on the 360.
Yep.
And he is a brand new Xbox Live.
Uh-huh.
You know, he got it with the 360, and he's, like, addicted to it.
Yep.
Well, we are trying to set up voice chat.
Yep.
Are you not able to do it, or are we not doing it right?
No, you can't do it out of game. You can do it in game. So if you guys are both playing Halo, you can voice chat. But doing dashboard to dashboard chat does not work, unfortunately.
Gotcha. No wonder he hadn't been getting my messages.
or maybe your brother's just ignoring you.
Hey,
Sometimes that's the case.
Either that or he's just stupid, you know?
He's the stupid one.
Or a combination of everything.
Well, he is like my dad. No common sense whatsoever. You know, but... one other question.
Yep.
Looking at Xbox.com.
Yep.
And looking at add your gamer card to your website.
Yep.
Or desktop or blog.
Yep.
You know, it has these instructions, but I guess I'm not getting on how to add it to your desktop.
So it's funny you say that because I actually wrote the how to add it to your I actually wrote those instructions on how to add it to your blog and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But then somebody else added on that page, use this code to add it to your desktop. So it will not work.
Okay.
So you're not doing anything wrong. What you need to do is you need to, and I assume assuming you have a Windows desktop, I'll post on my blog how to do this. It's pretty easy, but it's kind of tough to explain.
Okay, that would be awesome if you could do that.
No problem. I'd be happy to do that for you, man. But
cool.
But it's not, if it was your brother on the line, I'd say, well, maybe you're dumb, but clearly you're not.
Well, sir, I do appreciate it. And one other thing.
Yeah.
You know, I've been... reading your blog for, you know, I'm new to MajorNelson.com. Soon as I started seeing podcasting,
yep.
I typed in Xbox and I saw Major Nelson.
And you said, well, who is this guy?
Yeah, I was like, who is this guy? And I realized after listening a couple of times that you actually work for Xbox.
Yep.
And I've been a fan ever since. And I've been listening to you and listening to what you're saying about dispelling the rumors of major recalls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I've been, every time I hear that rumor, I tell them, that's bull crap.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it because that's one of the things I like to do with my blog is I like to put the real deal out there. And a lot of people who are regulars to my podcast or to my blog know that I don't comment on things I don't know. And if I do know something that I'm going to say, or something's just blatantly wrong, I'm going to say, stop the presses, guys. This is BS. It's wrong. So I really appreciate the fact that, you know, people like yourself are using me as a resource. And that's what I'm here for. And that's the beautiful part about my show. And it's funny. I do my show every week, and I never know if if people get my sense of humor. But hopefully a couple of you guys have.
Right.
Like, did you remember the Amsterdam show?
Yeah.
That's a funny show. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that.
What were you smoking during that show?
Long story short was, I was on a conference call, you know, I'm using my mobile phone, and I'm walking around. I'm walking through the red light district with all these prostitutes.
Yeah.
And I lean up against this building, and I'm having this. I'm on this conference call, and I got a contact high because I was outside one of these coffee houses. It was unbelievable.
That's how it happens in Amsterdam, man.
Yeah, so, anyway.
Those clouds just float your direction.
It's crazy.
That's
but anyway,
happens.
Thanks for your call, man.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Certainly appreciate it. Got a few more, and including a camera in your face. So now, you've obviously seen the Xbox 360 on all sorts of systems.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best system for the Xbox 360?
Obviously, the one that's the most expensive.
You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say something that you know.
No, I mean, I've played it on a 4x3 old television, an RCA television. Let me tell you a funny story. I went back to see my family in Connecticut over the Thanksgiving holiday. This is a true story. I went to the zero-hour event, which was during launch on the 22nd of November. So the next day, I jumped on an airplane, flew to Connecticut, had my Xbox with me. It was my carry-on. I would not let it go because, you know, even
smart.
Now it's valuable.
Yeah.
I get to Connecticut. I'm checked in this hotel because I have to go to this wedding before I see my family. And the hotel has a TV. You know, and you go to a hotel, everything's bolted in. So I'm like, I got to play my Xbox. I got to play this thing. So it's literally 7 o'clock at night. I jump in the car, go to Best Buy, and buy this RF adapter. So I spend $30 for this RF adapter to plug the Xbox 360 into to get it into this hotel piece of crap television. And I plug it in. I'm like, oh, this is going to look like crap. And I was like, wow, it doesn't look bad. I mean, it was an RF adapter, which it's the best it could possibly be. What is that, 50-year-old technology?
Yeah, yeah.
But it looked
not new.
It doesn't look like this.
Yeah.
As I point at your plasma, but it looked okay. It was totally playable, and I got some double kills and whatnot in Halo 2, and it was fine.
So you were only able to play Halo 2 on there?
No, I could play anything, but okay. that was one of the ones I was.
Well, I didn't know if everything else was just kind of.
No. So to answer your question is it was
there a black and white switch in the back of the TV? Some of the televisions
channel
used to
3,
have that.
Channel 4 switch.
Yeah, you know, little switches in the back, you know. Click.
So it's actually a so it works in pretty much it works in any television. A lot of people think that you have to have a high def TV to make it work. No, it'll work in any television. But obviously, you got a high def TV, then the Xbox shines.
LCD plasma DLP, does it matter much?
Plasma. I have a LCD in my office, and I have a Samsung LCD, and it looks great. The plasma. I played on my sister's plasma. I'm looking at your plasma. It looks amazing.
Yeah, very
really,
bright.
Beyond bright. I mean, I'm looking at this going, I got to get one of these at my house.
It's nice.
You know, because this is not how I'm rolling.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know.
I can't be rolling better than the major,
yeah.
And you're getting better scores than I.
Yeah,
there's something that's messed up about that universe.
That's the way it is. But But to answer your question, it works great on any television.
All right, fair enough. All right, Dylan.
Hey, Dylan.
Hey, guys. Major Chris.
Hey.
It's Dylan, the man himself.
Yeah, it's funny. I know each of you from different locations and different worlds, and to have you all in the same place, same room, it's kind of weird to me.
That's funny.
It's even weirder for us.
and thanks, Chris, for adding me to your friends list.
Oh, no problem. I saw it. I was like, Dylan added you as a friend. I'm like, who's this Dylan guy?
I have Dylan on my friends list, too.
I'm not on your friends. I can't get into your friends list. You have way too many friends.
I've got to take Dylan off to add you.
Oh, no. So I left a personalized voice message when I added you, Chris, but I guess...
Yeah? I haven't heard it.
You didn't see it or didn't hear it, which I'm seeing a lot of people don't leave voice messages where I don't see that they do. It's kind of strange. I get a lot of requests, I think because people assume if they put their friend's name and their friend's name happens to be Dylan, it'll find their friend.
Right.
It doesn't do any kind of searching.
Yeah.
Right.
So I get a lot of strange friend requests.
But it sounds like you're handling them well.
I'm handling well. There's nothing wrong with meeting new people. And a feature that I didn't really... fully understand until recently is the chat feature.
Yep.
That pushing that dashboard button at any time, any game, you can not only talk to people in the game that you're currently playing, you can talk to people in other games.
Or you can talk to people watching a movie. You can
you
can talk to people watching their Media Center PC. I mean, it's an extraordinary feature.
But in order to talk back, you have to have the headset.
Of course.
Yeah.
You have to have that plugged in. So, like, Chris, I agree, like, Wick was a little bit confusing at first. So I chatted with somebody who was playing a game, and he gave me help while he was playing a different game.
Isn't that amazing?
See, I understood the concept of Wick, and I played it. You know, I played it enough to know that I probably couldn't get into it as easily as I could the other games.
The way I think about it is it's not perfect translation, but it's a little bit like Bionic Commando, which is probably the best Nintendo game ever made.
Yeah. See, I never played Bionic Commando as a Nintendo game.
Yeah, no, it's a fun little game, and when it went live earlier this week, it was one of these funny games that I just didn't know if people would like it, and it turns out they do. So I'm glad to see you're having a good time with it, Dylan.
A good time.
Yeah.
And I also want to say, I got my Xbox through Pepsi's every 10 minutes their contest.
Really?
So I won it early, and I don't think Pepsi's getting enough credit for this. They gave away 9,000... 200 and some Xbox 360s, and they shipped them next day before they came out in stores.
Right.
Wow.
And so I woke up early that day and stood next to my front door to make sure I was there when UPS arrived.
I bet.
I don't want to miss that. But that's a lot of coordination. And to top it off, we're going to send every single person an EA game of their choice, either Madden or Need for Speed. And
right.
Something happened. They didn't get the games they needed. So they sent everybody a free copy of Cameo in addition to sending the EA game later on. I got mine,
wow.
I think, today.
And how do you like Cameo?
Cameo was awesome.
He
I was not going to buy it because it looks like a kiddie game.
Right.
And I have Conquer, and Conquer also looks like a kiddie game, but Conquer is hard as hell.
Right. Conquer's very difficult, and Cameo is just a beautiful game.
And yeah, Cameo was not as hard as I thought it was going to be, so I enjoyed it much more because I'm the type of gamer, I'm 30 years old, I don't have very much time to game. I like the quick bang for my buck. I like short games because I like to have time to play them.
Yeah, I actually like to talk to you a little bit about this. I'm bringing up your gamer card and comparing it to Chris's here, and you're lagging in Call of Duty 2. I must be honest with you.
Yeah, he hasn't won the war.
I'm on the American campaign. I just got to Hill 400.
Right.
And I'm trying to play for real and trying to take it seriously. But my lack of military knowledge kind of hurts in this game. I don't know the guns yet.
Right.
So
I do see you're doing very well in Cameo.
Yeah, he's beaten Cameo.
Yeah,
it looks
just,
like.
So what we're doing?
Cameo, but I went back and tried to get the high scores to unlock those bonuses because I was one of those many, many people who did not understand the scoring system.
So you heard my interview with that guy then?
Yeah, I heard the interview and I was like, wow, it has like videos of the original Nintendo 64 version. Like,
right.
I have to see these videos.
Right.
And so I played the very first level that you can get a score bonus on, figuring that would be the easiest one to get maybe a million points.
Right.
Who knows? I played my best. I never got hurt. I did every combo I could think of, and I still got 100,000 points.
Yeah.
When like the most is like 3 million.
Yeah, I need to have him on again so he can do some walkthroughs.
Maybe
yeah.
not just have him on, but maybe record a video.
Of
how he's doing it. Like I just saw the video of the person getting 2 million on Geometry Wars.
Yeah, Striker.
Yeah, Striker. Awesome.
I watched that today. Yeah.
And that opened my mind for like new strategies and like, oh, that's something you can do to get rid of those things.
Yeah,
you know, there were a lot of times where I would just use the smart bomb because, hey, there's a lot of things on the screen. I'm going nuts.
Yeah, you know, I'll definitely see if we can do that. But one thing I wanted to point out that's very subtle that's going on here, because you're on Chris's friends list, I've actually brought up your games and using the compare games feature in the dashboard. And I think a lot of people have missed this, and it's a really kind of a cool feature where you can compare, see how your friends are doing. So the beautiful thing is that Dylan, since you're on his list, we're able to compare games and see exactly who's doing better where. So anyway.
So Gauntlet, you can play. I can't believe
it. Yeah, Gauntlet I bought because the online play, because it was one of the few Xbox arcade games that supported online play. It's a little bit buggy when you get to the level of transporters. I found that sometimes I transport to places that other players don't see, and we end up on different levels.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that the developers will find this out and release upgrades.
Sure.
And actually, it leads to one of my questions for Major. And I was wondering if upgrades are going to happen for arcade games. Will that happen automatically, or do we have to re-download the game and know to re-download the game?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. There, you know, we have this opportunity of using auto updates on Xbox Live, so when you play it, it will automatically know. So I'd have to do a little research on that, Dylan. But my sense is because I know the way the DRM works, is that it should happen on. You should get an automatic prompt.
Okay. And speaking of the bugs, when we find little issues like this, instead of just calling out on our blog that Microsoft sucks and the games are buggy.
Right.
Is there a proper place that we should report these issues?
Sure. We actually have over at the Xbox forums, forums.xbox.com. That's one place you can do them. But you know, I'm actually absolutely always interested in hearing those. Hearing the requests from you guys, and go to my blog, and I pass all those on to the developers team as well.
Good. I've been posting to the message board. Figured that would be the best place to start.
That absolutely is the best place to start because if you listen to my interview I did last week, you'll see that. The developers actually, or you know, the guys from the Xbox Live Arcade team actually do listen to.
Yes, that's. I was going to Team Xbox's forums because it just was a popular site. But when I heard that they went to the forums on Xbox.com, I was like, okay. And I love the gamertag integration.
Yeah.
Because when someone posts something, you can see if they are legit, because if they say no, this sucks, and they have a gamer score of zero, they probably haven't played it yet.
Yeah, that's another thing. A lot of people figured out is we have, you know, the forums at Xbox are directly tied to your account. Obviously, that can't happen at Team Xbox or anybody else because they don't have access to our database.
Exactly.
But when you post on our forums, you're absolutely right. You can see who is who and where is where, and it's really them. You know, so that's the beautiful part about it all.
I also agree with Chris about demos on your achievements list, because you can't get achievements with demos.
Yeah.
So showing them on the list, I do like that you can see that the demo was played.
Right.
But it's like you look at the list of games I've played, and you don't know which ones have I actually spent money on.
Right.
So when I'm looking for a friend to help me with Wick, I don't know which of my friends have bought the game or just played the demo.
Sure, that's fair. Well, you can always tell who's the good friends. The ones you want to talk to are the ones that have gotten achievements.
Exactly. That's what I went for instead. I went for ones who had achievements.
Right.
But also with the gamer score, since some friends just have more time to play games than I do or more money, they have a lot more games. So the scores, in my mind, seem artificially inflated because when I try to compare numbers, it's apples and oranges because we had different games. It would seem to me to make more sense if it just showed a plus or minus compared to my score with my games. So if I looked at Chris's gamer score, it would take into account only the games that both of us have played.
Sure.
And say, okay, he has minus 100, which means he has 100 less points in the same games we both played.
Sure.
Is that a possibility in the future?
Yeah, there's actually some. We have definitely a lot of thinking around that and how to do different views on you versus your friends. So, yeah, we've got a couple ideas that I can't really talk about that we're
excellent.
Working on.
Excellent. Because I was thinking about all the friends I have that don't have their Xbox 360 yet, and I'm going to already have a score of, let's say, 1,000. They're not going to want to compare to me because they're like, well, Dylan, you had a year earlier than us.
You know, you can go ahead and go out and buy Madden and get a quick 1,000 right now.
Exactly. Or that you went out and bought that Madden or King Kong just to get
so
the points.
Wait, seriously, you get 1,000 points just for finishing a season or something?
You saw the achievements. EA went a different track with how they did theirs. So, anyway, I'm sorry, Dylan. I didn't mean to sidetrack.
That's okay. No, to each their own with the achievements. I mean, I think it's a very clever system, and it does add a lot of fun to a game that perhaps got boring for other reasons, but you still have that goal you want to get. And seeing some of these achievements, especially on Geometry Wars, and like, wow, when I went up there and saw that. But then you also have the high scores, which is something that's not talked about too often because you can't see them online without an Xbox. You can go, and anybody can see that. Anybody can go on to Geometry Wars, look at who is the number one player in the world, and look at their gamer tag, and add them as a friend, or chat with them, ask them how to do that.
Well, let me tell you this funny story. You watched that video today of Stryker. When he saw that he has now somebody who had beaten him, now he's number three, he actually started a voice conversation with the guy who's number one, and they were talking about their strategy. So this is exactly what's going on, and this is
excellent.
What you're getting with the Xbox Live community.
Yes, and I so found my own personal strategy, because I suck. I can maybe get 160,000,
right.
is to put different music in, and the music feature is such a great feature when perhaps the music being played is not quite what you want.
Sure.
And if you put on some classical music, your mind calms, and instead of being as frantic, everything's trying to kill me, it's more of a, look at the lovely shapes. I try to avoid them.
It's totally a different experience, and it's fantastic that I'm going to start downloading things and charging them to Chris's account. I'm
what?
Sorry. Yeah, so that's...
Okay, now you brought up another great point. How does one prevent someone from coming over to like my house and downloading things with my account because there's no password system like the first Xbox had?
There absolutely is. If you go into... I want to say it's in... let me go back to... if you open up the guide... And if you click on the gamer card at the top and you go down to account settings, account management.
Or disable auto-sign-in.
Or you can disable auto-sign-in. That's definitely one way to do it.
So if auto-sign-in is disabled.
No. So what you need to do is you need to go down to account management.
Okay.
And then open up. Are you doing this right now?
No, I'm in front of my computer.
Okay, when you do that, good. And then you're going to go to the account management screen and there's something called the Xbox Live passcode. It's right there.
Oh, so you can bring it back.
Yep, it never left, Dylan. You just didn't see it.
Never left. I say it went away because I had a password. And
oh,
now
I see what you're saying. Right, when you migrated your account to an Xbox 360.
Exactly, I migrated my account, and now I'm like...
Yeah, so basically you just need to go back into the accounts management, and you'll see that it's in there under the Xbox.
I was worried because the day that there's an Xbox Arcade, My Barbie Adventure, or the My... I'm sure it's going to be downloaded in my system, like my credit card.
Right.
And the best thing, though, it's maybe $10.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So worst case scenario, I'm not going to like lose my mind.
Right.
And the points system, I think it makes it a little bit confusing to do the math. I mean, I can't calculate tips in my head.
Right.
I have to use a little piece of paper for that. But it's so cheap that I don't even worry about it.
Sure.
And that's a great beauty of the thing.
Thanks, man.
And I think the final thing is also I agree with Chris about the gamer pictures. That it would be nice, just like MSN Messenger and MySpaces and dating websites, that you can put your own picture online. And I think it's a common feature that a lot of services have. But I would expect to pay for such a service so that if I want to put my own picture on, let's say I spend $5 to put that picture online, and that money goes towards some organization that does the censoring, that looks at the pictures and makes sure that there's not a nipple in the picture.
Sure. We've got a couple ideas that we're working on that I can't really talk about now. But, yeah, we definitely know that that's one of the top feature requests that we're getting.
If I could give one more feature request this time, it's queuing of the downloads or some kind of...
So when you're downloading, that creates a lot of problems because then you have to create... It's not just queuing up downloads, it's download manager. It creates a whole other things, but that's on the short list of top requests that we get.
So, I was wondering what you do when you touch a brand new Xbox and you want to download all this great content to show off.
Well, I brought with me my hard drive.
You brought your hard drive with you. Well, what if that wasn't a possibility? For example, my friends are going to be getting their Xboxes as soon as they can.
Yep.
Are they going to have to sit there and download each arcade game? And I picture there's 14 or 15.
Yep, they absolutely will. So they'll have to do that. There's no way to just say, pull everything down that I own. We don't have that ability to do that.
Or even, I know I'm going to want to try every single arcade game. Just get them all.
Yeah.
As one giant binary. And, yeah, okay.
So.
Fair enough.
But what's great about it is it can evolve. This is a evolving system.
That's the beauty of Xbox, connected Xbox Live.
Exactly. So, very cool.
Thanks, Dylan.
Appreciate it.
I'll listen to you guys on your respective podcasts, blogcasts, and blogs.
Thanks, Dylan.
Thanks. Take care, bud.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's a good mutual friend of ours.
Yes. Now, I've got a question.
Yeah.
I've got an Xbox Live account.
Yes, you do.
Ponzi, my fiance, she decided she wanted her own.
Well, good. And you got her one.
But why? Why would I have to pay? Why couldn't I get like a family pack for Xbox Live stuff? Why do I have to buy a single Xbox Live?
Because all of your achievements and your purchases are tied to your account.
Yeah, but why couldn't I buy a family pack so I can get a discount? So why can't... I bought two for the price of two.
Right.
Why couldn't I buy two for the price of one and a half? Why isn't there packs that I could buy?
Yeah, here you go.
Well,
there you go. I'm handing you a free 12-month subscription.
Really, no, I don't need the 12-month subscription.
I understand.
We're
trying to figure out. This is our first approach at this. Well, actually, it's not really our first if you look at Xbox Live. But now we've got this concept of profile, so we're looking at that. And we're looking at making it better for families.
I mean, it would just be... Because, having just one other person is not that big a deal.
Well, why do you have her on live? Can I ask you that?
She wanted to be. She's like, she said, I want to be, I got to get the gold. I'm like, why? She doesn't know why.
Yeah.
She doesn't know why. And
well,
then
it's your job
to,
Well,
I was like, because you can play differently, but not really.
Yeah, I mean, it's multiplayer. You can play multiplayer.
She wanted the...
I don't see her kicking ass in Halo 2.
Well, but she likes the spades. She can't do the whole Halo 2 first-person shooter thing,
right.
But she can play the card games pretty well. She liked that, so...
So to answer your question, I know that that's another request that we get a lot of is how do we create family packs?
Live streaming of The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media and Limelight Networks. Download Windows Media Player 10 to listen to The Chris Perillo Show live every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, GMT-8.